This is the Texas Standard. In 2007, two governments embarked on a massive public health experiment. Australia, a country with the same size population and economy of Texas, rolled out a free nationwide vaccine for teens to inoculate them against HPV, the human papillomavirus. The virus causes cervical cancer. Meanwhile, half a world away in Texas proper, lawmakers rejected a move to require the vaccination of sixth grade girls here. 10 years later, Australia has 80% of their teens immunized against HPV. And Texas? Well, our HPV vaccination rate is half of that, just 40%, and cervical cancer in the state is among the nation's highest. Edgar Walters has been looking at this discrepancy. He is an investigative reporter for the Texas Tribune. Edgar, welcome to The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the cervical cancer rate for Texas? I mentioned 40% are immunized. What about the cervical cancer rate per se?
Texas's rate is about 9.2 cervical cancer cases per 100,000 women, which puts us among the top five states nationally. It's a pretty high rate.
And how does that compare with Australia?
So it's a pretty stark difference. It's a little tricky to say exactly what Australia's cervical cancer rate is right now, but by 2028, they expect to have fewer than four cases per 100,000 women.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. But I suppose some listeners may be asking, can you really tie the rate that Texas has to the state's refusal to make HPV vaccination mandatory back in 2007, I guess it was?
So there's a lot going on in 2007. Basically, the governor at the time, Rick Perry, kind of surprised even his own allies on this front when he came out and announced that there was going to be this mandatory vaccine. It made a lot of people really nervous, and there were a lot of government watchdogs who were upset about it on the right and on the left because they noticed that Rick Perry's former chief of staff had actually become a lobbyist for the pharmaceutical company that manufactures the most common HPV vaccine.
And I think Perry was actually got some money from that same company for his reelection campaign, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. And so the optics were not good. But 12 years later, the results are pretty clear. And among public health experts, there's basically unanimous consensus that widespread high rates of HPV vaccination is the most effective way to combat cervical cancer. And so a lot of people view this 2007 effort as really kind of a misstep in Texas public policy. Basically, there was this opportunity to, you know, encourage a lot of parents to vaccinate their children against this disease that causes cancer. And still today, our vaccination rates are quite low. And we're in this modern era where there's a lot of misinformation and a lot of vaccine hesitancy.
I think a lot of the pushback was that the governor, by executive order, had issued this mandate. And I wonder, given the pushback that lawmakers gave then-Governor Perry, is there any reason to think that Texas lawmakers might be ready to revisit this issue now?
You know, I think there are some Texas lawmakers who are very much willing to have those discussions again. There was a paper that came out in The Lancet, a medical journal, a couple months ago that basically found Australia was on track to eliminate cervical cancer, which is the fourth most commonly occurring cancer in women. And a lot of people look to those results and say, you know what? The science is pretty clear. We've had 12 years of this vaccine going with no issues. Maybe it's time for Texas to revisit the issue and see if we can bring down our own pretty high rates of cervical cancer here.
In Texas, parents can, under state law, claim exemption to vaccination on grounds of religion or conscience in most cases, if not all. But Australia's program, I notice, is not mandatory. So what I'm wondering is, how did Australia get such compliance with vaccination regime?
In Australia, it's pretty easy to opt out of the HPV vaccine. But what they do in Australia is they offer the vaccines for free in schools, which is just radically different from the approach that we take in the U.S.
I wonder if there's not some aspect of this is something good, you should opt for this choice, as opposed to the mandate approach, which, by the way, was a big part of the pushback on Governor Perry, when he's fee-fi-fo-fum, thou shalt do this.
Yeah, I think we Texans are independent and our lawmakers are certainly, you know, independent-minded people. And the idea of there's this big, scary central government that's going to tell every parent in Texas, essentially, hey, you need to get your children vaccinated. In 2007, we saw that that was not a popular approach and state lawmakers revolted and they overturned Rick Perry's order. Whereas in Australia, you know, I think there's been a really successful public awareness campaign from the government. And, and they've really stressed this kind of messaging that they're immunizing, not necessarily against HPV, although certainly they are, but it's really an immunization against cancer, which is not, it's kind of a magical thing when you think about it technologically. It would certainly be nice if we could immunize against other forms of cancer.
Absolutely. Edgar Walters is an investigative reporter for the Texas Tribune. We'll link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Edgar, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.